Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can sensitive information ever be 100% secure? Artur Eckert, professor of quantum physics at Oxford University, examines the physics of secrecy and what can be done to keep snoops out.
Can you keep a secret? Can we really keep anything secret at all when we know the government is snooping and that codemakers have time and again been beaten by codebreakers? Surprisingly, privacy is possible, even if you are surrounded by the most powerful adversaries you can possibly imagine. All you need is a simple encryption method known as the one-time pad. It works like this. You take a sequence of random bits, just a list of ones and zeros, and call this your cryptographic key. You convert your message into ones and zeros too, like the codes inside computers. Then, bit by bit, you add the key to your message. The random bits scramble the message. The result is easily deciphered by someone having the same cryptographic key, but is uncrackable to everyone else. So the problem is, how do we make and share such keys securely? In 1991, I proposed that we could use the quantum properties of photons, the particles of light. The quantum nature of photons creates randomness and can also reveal eavesdropping attempts. My scheme used pairs of entangled photons. Entanglement is a correlation in photons' behavior, what Einstein called a spooky action at a distance. It turns out these correlations are even more powerful for cryptography than I originally thought. My colleagues have improved upon my idea, showing that as long as you can verify the strength of the correlations, you don't need to trust anything else about the devices. You could even buy them from your enemy. No matter if your enemy has superior technology, you could keep your secrets secret. Even if your enemy were manipulating you a little, your message is safe. Is it practical? You can already buy devices that do a more simple form of quantum key distribution that don't use correlations. And the other kind? In research labs, the technology is almost there.
That was Artur Eckert of Oxford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.